Project Officer for the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Authority, ECTEL, Winston George outlined the objectives of the three-day workshop as he highlighted that it will go a long way in the region's ICT development and how it is regulated.
The Caribbean Regional Communications Infrastructure Program is intended to extend broadband infrastructure within and among countries. Among other things, this includes the support for the implementation of PBXs. Also, another component is to support the creation and development of ICT businesses and ICT-enabled services. And the enabling environment includes support to the regulatory framework, and it is in this regard that ECTEL, which is responsible for the harmonized regulatory framework along with the NTRC in our countries, has responsibility for overseeing this specific aspect.
Project Officer for the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Authority, ECTEL, Winston George. Meanwhile, CASIP Regional Coordinator, representing the Caribbean Telecommunications Union, CTU, Junior McIntyre said the regulatory work is a key component as they aim to change the technological landscape of the region.
We also welcome the timeliness of this forum in light of our current efforts in the Caribbean to develop the ICT sector as a viable industry in our region and to change the technology landscape as we seek to exploit the potential of technology as an enabler and driving force for the development of our economies in the Caribbean. I do not have to remind you that the world is rapidly shifting towards an information-based economy, where the convergence of networks and network infrastructure is playing a significant role for the small island states of the Caribbean to meet the challenges presented and demands of a growing information society. It is vital to ensure that our private sector organizations and state institutions and citizens can affordably access a modern and reliable information communications infrastructure. This is a critical aspect of the engagement today.
CASIP Regional Coordinator representing the Caribbean Telecommunications Union, CTU, Junior McIntyre, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the government continues to make significant strides in the development of the local ICT sector, and he noted that the CASIP project continues to assist in this regard. The Prime Minister also appealed for the participants of the workshop to work swiftly in developing a draft ICT bill for the CASIP project, which will reflect the current technological needs of the region.
I really am looking forward to you moving swiftly and to present me with a draft bill which I can subject to study and have the officials in the Ministry of Legal Affairs, the draftspersons, look at it carefully and to have it out for public discussion. But I don't want you to have this seminar and deliver the bill for me 5 years hence. Because by then you'll have to deliver a different bill for me, because technology would have made several of your assumptions obsolete. So speed is of the essence.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.